You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Gabi ka natin tanan. Good evening, everyone. We are having this series entitled Metro. Metro simply means a city or an urban place wherein there's a great population and they gather together with a certain set of rules. And that's why here, we begin to see that city is actually God's idea. So from the very beginning, it was God's idea to create cities. In fact, the original plan, from the very beginning, God created Adam and Eve. And He created them with the purpose that they are actually the image bearers of God here on earth for them to continue to do what He is actually doing, and that is to create. That is why all of us here have that passion to do something. We have that passion to create. For some of us, the creative ones, to draw, to be all these things. That is God's calling for us. We are to create. And it is God's mandate for them to actually go, to actually multiply, to fill the earth. So that is their calling. And as Adam and Eve multiplies themselves, there's going to be a dense population, and there's going to be different skills and talents in that place, and they are to create cities. God's idea was for them to actually go out from the Garden of Eden to fill the earth with cities. That is the original plan of God. And these cities are going to be cities that's actually going to worship our God. That is the original plan. But we all know that at the beginning, Genesis 3, the fall of man. Adam and Eve fell in sin. But it actually kind of hindered the plans of God. But to give you just a picture of what should have been, imagine the city of God. Imagine men did not fall. Imagine a city wherein the dwellers of that city are actually bearers of the image of God. Each one of us. Each one of them have their specific skill sets, and each one of them are actually going to do things to worship God. They don't have an idea what is personal gain. Everyone is set to actually bless others according to their glorious talents. That is to worship God. That is how God created or originally planned what cities are. Isn't that picture glorious? Tama ba? Diba? It's just so amazing. And all these people have a relationship with God vertically and horizontally. They're having a relationship with one another as well. Walay magpalabwanay, walay magsikanay. Imagine the traffic of a city where each one would give way lang. Each one follows the set of rules and walay pasaway. Imagine lang, bisag diri lang sa Dumaguete. Nga, walay mukalit og liko, walay signal-signal. And if everyone simply has a helmet, wala na dako. Imagine a city like that. That is so glorious. Here is an example of the best cities in the world. In the Philippines, do you know what's the richest city? Richest city in the Philippines. It's actually Quezon. Quezon City. Quezon City is the richest city in the Philippines. And it's estimated to be of 63.88 billion pesos. And in the Philippines, kumbaga, that is a picture of excellence in the Philippines. That is the best of the best. Siguro kita mo dito mga escalators ng high-tech. Of course, the best city always have the best of the best. It will showcase the skills of the people there. And also, the best technology will be in this place. We can just imagine. Guess na po, richest city in the world. It's Tokyo, Japan. As of 2019, this is the richest city in the world. Imagine na, ila ang toilet dito automatic. Ano, ka-high-tech. Na sila'y flying cars. Wala pa actually. So, makita ninyo, dirig, anak, high-tech, murag anime, gani siya lang tawon, di ba? These are the best cities, and these are actually going to showcase the best of humankind. The best technology, the best artistic skills, ang design is nindot kayo. A city will actually highlight what is the state of humanity. Now, imagine an unfallen world, which every one of us here, given our own skills and talents, we are going to work together and create a city. Not to make a name for ourselves, not to gain money, or not to compete with others, but to help one another. Imagine the picture of that city. I would want to personally witness that city. That is the original plan of God. Once again, it's God's idea, ang city. In fact, last week, we have Pastor Donnie Perez, the very person who actually heard the call from God to go to Dumaguete City and reach out the people here in Dumaguete City. That was almost 20 years ago, back in 2000. And because of the things that he has done, and in obedience to God's word, not because he is perfect, it's just that our God is great. And now we have the 7 p.m. service. You are here right now because of the obedience of Pastor Donnie Perez. Not glory to him, but glory to God, and thank you for his obedience. But a city would always be a mission field. A city without God will be a mission field for us believers. But we do not remain, yes, as much as we would love Dumaguete City to be, all of us are believers of Christ, but we will not be forever become a mission field. We are to become a mission-sending force. If we truly believe in God, it should never stop in us. We are to actually become a blessing wherever we are. There's no excuse that is valid enough to say, Lord, I'm too busy for your kingdom. Try that on the judgment. There's no excuse valid enough for us not to preach the gospel, both by words and in our actions. If you have your Bibles with you, can you please turn them to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 to 10. It says here, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in a land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to that city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Let me just give you a short background of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews is actually a letter towards Jewish Christians, believers just like you and I. The letter has been sent to believers who have actually known Christ na, and now they are wanting to honor God in everything that they do. But who among you here agrees with me that the moment you become Christians, things are not perfect? Dili siya ma-perfect nga, yay, Christian ako, magic. Dili, no? Still, we face different challenges, difficulties in our lives, and there will be moments that we even question, God, sure, you got tinod kay God. Are you actually here right now? Are you even concerned with me, God? Or dili lang jud ko worthy, God, to have a relationship with you? There will be moments where our faith are going to be tested. There's not a Christian, there's not a person, there's not a believer of Christ. Now, his life is going to be perfect in this lifetime. Rest assured. Now, here comes the letter of Hebrews being sent to them to encourage them that there is a reason for us to believe that we can actually persevere in faith. And that is that Jesus reigns supreme. Jesus reigns supreme. It means that he has done everything and everything has been finished at the cross, and we simply need to believe. He accepts us as we are, though he wants us to be better. He accepts us as we are. As we are going to be saved, we are to go and become a blessing. That is the assurance that every time we go back to God, we are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And by that very virtue, we are to believe that we can persevere. So now, the Hebrews will tell you the hall of faith, people who have actually believed in God and have proven their faith. And tonight, we have read about the story of Abraham. Abraham has been called the father of faith. And in Hebrews, it is said that faith is not just something that we blindly believe in. We are hoping na sana sakto, but possibly sayop na, Lord, I have faith in you, God. Hindi ko sure if tinood baka God, but I will trust in you. Faith is something that you are believing for and you are acting upon that faith as if it is already there, even if that is not yet there. Something like this. Now, say for example lang, I am believing for my own car. So, grabe na ako kasigurado nga that car would come as early as now, mag-shopping ako car seats. So that is a picture of sure faith. It is an assurance and that confidence that even if it does not come yet, it will come. Simply because our God, Jesus, he reigns supreme. That is what Hebrews is all about. Now, Abraham is not perfect, but he was called the father of faith simply because it was God who actually perfected his faith. He would always go back to God and renew his belief in God. Hebrews 11, verse 8 says here, Abraham obeyed and he went out, not knowing where he was going. Kisa din na checklist ninyo to actually go to different places. Palawan, Singapore, Japan. If you're wanting to go to a nice place, isn't it that months before, or even a year before, you start planning for it, yung same itinerary, how you're going to go there, once you get there, where you would want to go, where you are going to stay, right? Now here comes Abraham. He went out not knowing where he was going. Imagine being at an airport and you would want to go to Tokyo. You want to simply go there and enjoy the sceneries and all. But the catch is, dilim ka ingno no gasa nga gate. Kumbaga, by chance lang, there's 100 gates and you just choose one. One of these gates are actually leading to Tokyo. What do you feel? Are you going to be confident na I'm going to go Tokyo? Then wala, North Korea. You are going to order in a place, a restaurant that's there's a table, all siopao, and you want asado. But there's like 100 siopaos, and one of them is asado. Kuha lang sir, isa na asado. Some of them spicy ang palaya, sour chocolate. Would you want to even try? It's difficult for us to actually believe that we can go to Tokyo, we can choose the right siopao if we don't have any specific instructions, right? That is exactly what Abraham has been dealing with. Verse 9, by faith he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land. When Abraham was in the land of Ur, that is where he came from, he was not actually, not even in that time, dili gani middle class person, or he is not poor. He was wealthy. He was rich. But he was commanded by God to go out of that place to a place where God is leading him. And yes, lo and behold, he went there. And he was there in the land of Canaan. It was the promised land. But he did not know. And he was living there for years in a tent. Coming from a mansion, now you're in a tent. Camping ka. Init pa jud, desert. Imagine how you are going to feel in that situation. And even in our lives, we have those times na the promise of God is clear. I am going to bless you in this job. My plan for you is to stay here. You can even ask, God, am I really called here? If I am called here, why am I being persecuted? Why are there a lot of people not wanting me to be here? Why are the people here not accommodating or whatever? There will be times where your faith is going to be tested. But does that mean that that is not the place where God is calling you? There is a means by which we can actually obey. If whether God tells us to go or God tells us to stay, there's a means for us to actually believe, and that is by faith. Again, by faith is being sure that it is going to come, no matter when. Isn't it, mura ra kog mo order mo sa Lazada, sure man jud mo moabot. Dili mo magdoubt, wala mo kabalo kanu sa, but sure mo moabot. Hebrews 11:8 again, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called out, and Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It is by faith that we can go out of our comfort zones. It is not true na dili na ko kaya if wala ko aning a place. Adili na ko kaya if I'm not with these persons, these friends. Adili na ko kaya buhian siya. Oh, kaya. It's actually possible, and that is through faith. And it is by faith that we can stay where we are right now amidst difficulties. It is by faith. But when I say these things, there's no such thing as a template for everyone. When I say that Abraham was called to go out, I am not saying that you go out wherever you are right now, what situation you are in right now. There's no such thing as a template. And I do not say that if you are being challenged where you are right now, God is telling you to stay. There's no template right here. The only thing about it is your relationship with God. What is God telling you right now? Is He telling you to go or to stay? I personally cannot tell it for you. Because at the end of the day, what God is telling you, we are to obey. The question is, what is your Ur that you are to leave behind? What are the comfort zones that you are to simply let go because it is not honoring God? It's not even a question if we know what is honoring God or not. We know what honors God. We know what doesn't honor God. And what is that thing that you're holding on to right now that you really, really, really know that is not honoring to God, but you feel like this is the best for me? If it is not God's will, it is not the best for you. Another question, what is your Canaan that you are to persevere on or at? What is that situation that you need to hold on because you know that even if it's hard to be there, even if it's hard to continue what you're doing, you know that you are honoring God. You're not having the highest of scores because you don't copy from your seatmates. Difficult, right? Knowing that your classmates have higher grades because they are cheating. But you know that it honors God. What is that situation for you? Again, a reminder, not all comforts are for the right reason. Not all wounds are from the right fight. Doesn't mean that you are comfortable and you are successful in the place where you are in right now, that is the will of God for you. And it does not mean as well that you are suffering in this area, in this place, that is not the will of God for you. Again, the question would be, are you in complete obedience to God? Do you know what God really wants you to do? Do you even have an idea what God wants you to do? In the first place, do you even have a personal relationship with God? And further, are you actually saved? It's actually possible to even try to do things, the good things in life, and miss out on the personal relationship with God. Yes, God is actually wanting us to do good works, but it is a byproduct of our personal relationship with Him. We can never trade off our relationship with God simply to do things that are good. I'm not saying don't do anything good, but it should not be the very purpose why you do it, to be saved, because you are to be saved, then you do good works. Hebrews 11:10 says, "For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God." I know we have a few architecture students here. We know for a fact that in this world, we have great architectures, mga buildings, nindot kay design. And that is just by the hands of man. Now imagine a city, a structure, a building created by God Himself. Isn't it that everything that we see right now are reflections of the things that God has created? Aren't you a creation of God? And aren't you wonderful? Abraham in himself believed in the promise of God, obeyed, whether not sure or not, simply because he was looking forward into the promise of God. The question is, what promise of God are you holding on to right now? I hope we all have that. Because it's very difficult to actually persevere in this life not knowing what is ahead. Why are you here? To simply attend? To simply be here and parang this is not something that you are being cleansed every Sunday only to go back to the world the rest of the weekends and do whatever you want. You need to have that personal relationship and the purpose that God wants you to do. All of us have a very specific thing that we can do for the glory of God. And I tell you, that is the very place where you are going to be the most contented, where peace arises, where there is joy. And I hope we experience that. That is the very essence of heaven here on earth. That we be in the perfect center of God's will. That is where we are most satisfied and that is where God is most glorified. Abraham, resilient reason. He is to obey God. He has a reliable means by faith. This never fails. Faith never fails simply because it's not on the person. We don't put our faith on our faith, but it is on the person whom we are putting our faith into, and that is God. God surely will never fail you. He had, Abraham had a radical vision. He had a vision of a future, of a city that he cannot find in the desert, but he sees clearly, and that is what he is holding on to. He had a radical vision. Revelations 21:26 says, it's a picture of the new Jerusalem. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God give its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Isn't it that amazing? We don't need the sun, we don't need the moon, we don't need the stars, we don't even need bulbs, simply because the glory of God is upon each and everyone. That's a beautiful sight. It says here, by its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory on it. Every great city, every great nation in this world, at the end of it all, will bow down to the great God that we have. It's either that you bow down now, or at the end you are going to be made to bow down. It's your choice. But there's no authority, no power in this world that could actually be higher than God's. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into the glory and the honor of the nations. Here's the thing. The cities in this world belongs to the Lord. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of us going that we can claim each and every city of this world. We saw a while ago the testimony in Nepal. A person reached out through 10 days mission and his life has changed. Imagine 33 million gods wanting to please them all. Even if from the very time that you were birthed up until the moment that you die, you cannot even begin to worship one God a day. But here's a God whose only motive is to love you, to give you the purpose, the identity, the calling that we so desire. The city belongs to the Lord. Now, remember the original plan of God for the cities? It has been cut off because of the fall, but it has been redeemed by Christ. Via veritas vita. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't get me wrong. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. With the moment that he died on the cross, he have redeemed the very purpose and the calling of us, of Adam, of Eve, of the next generations, for us to build that city of God. He did this through the calling of the Great Commission, that therefore we are to go and make disciples. We were never intended to receive and receive and receive. The reason why we receive is so that we could give to others as well. The reason that we are here, so that we can receive the gospel and share it to our classmates, to our friends, to our family, to our workmates, and to whoever we are going to encounter. And I hope that we would truly and genuinely receive that calling for us. That is the very call of God. But Romans 10:14 says, how then will they call on him whom they have never believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? Romans 10:40. Who among you here enjoys your relationship with God? Here's the call for us. How are they going to call on the name of God if they have never heard? And how are they to believe whom they have never heard? We are to tell them. We are to become the very witnesses that they are going to know that there is a God. We don't just wait na accidentally they come here and hear a preaching. No, it's very impossible. If we don't invite, if we don't preach the gospel, if we don't become a blessing, that will never happen. We are to become the very vessel that God is going to use to preach his gospel. We need to reach every city of every nation.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.